KBS.
I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBS HLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. In an earlier show, I documented through song how good a song title or album title doesn't necessarily mean it's a happy tune. Often, it's a breakup song or something like that. Tonight, we're going to delve further into good and bad and find that sometimes good means bad and bad means good, but other times those words are just as advertised. We're going to lead off tonight with a little funky rock and roll with the Archangels and Good Time.
Just a wasting time. I knew right there nobody could get me down, 'cause I was taking myself out on the town. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a good time. Well, I didn't think it could get much better than this. And then Charlie, she said,
I know a place.
So I went inside, that's when I saw her face. And then I knew I was gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a good time. Yeah. We're gonna have a good time. I walked over to her, just a begging her please. Hey, I said, hey baby, do you wanna go out with me? You wanna know what she said? She said, ooh.
yeah, we're gonna have a good time. She said, she says something so sweet. Yeah. Yeah. Give me some of that. Yeah. Yeah. Have a good old time. Party track and everything.
Truck belongs to me in the bank, some funny talking man from Iran. I left the service, got a GI loan. I got married, bought myself a home. Now I hang around this one house town and do the best that I can. Getting tough. Good.
good old boy.
Steve Earle with Good Old Boy, Living in a Land of Plenty Where That's Not Enough, from the album Steve Earle Live at Austin, Texas, series of recordings from the Austin City Limits, released in 2004. And this show was his first appearance on ACL, and as liner notes said, it captures the excitement and free spirit of that first seminal album, Guitar Town. Steve was born in San Antonio, was, as we all know, kind of a rebellious kind of free spirit. Ran away from home a whole bunch of times until he was befriended by Townes Van Zandt, of whom Steve said he was a real good teacher and a real bad role model. Steve is still recording outstanding music, lo these many years, and 8 marriages as well. Before Steve, we heard Good Time from the Archangels, a short-lived, unfortunately, supergroup out of Austin, consisting of Doyle Bramall II, who was on both vocals and guitar on that one. Charlie Sexton was on guitars and backup vocals. Tommy Shannon on bass and Chris Layton on drums. And you may recognize those last two as Double Trouble, the backing rhythm from Stevie Ray Vaughan. And the band formed shortly after Stevie Ray was killed in the helicopter crash in Wisconsin. And their name and title of the album came from the initials of the Austin Rehearsal Complex, where they first started jamming a couple blocks away from the Continental Club and right down the road from where Terry and I used to live. Well, occasionally they performed in each other's gigs over time. The band never reformed, and no new album, which is really too bad. You listen to songs about good and bad right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I think what we're going to take on Amy, Dear Amy, and Ask Amy, and Carolyn Hacks, and Dear Abby, and everybody in that realm, and we're going to go with the advice theme for a while. We're going to lead off with a very recognizable voice, but rather unique for him, kind of sound beyond the voice. Here's Roy Orbison and Best Friend with some advice in the song as well. La 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 la
like the other, just like talking to your mother. It's not one thing, it's another that you can count on. I've heard it all more than twice. Not again, ah, Jesus Christ. Funny thing about good advice is everybody's got some. Good advice is hard to take. Bad habits are hard to break. Good sense is hard to make. Good advice is hard to take. Life's such a bitter pill. Swallow it down with a shot of pride. Ask a devil to step outside. This ain't no time to run and hide. Gotta draw the line somewhere. Don't give me no advice to run. I've heard it all a thousand times. Don't start preaching between the lines. Give me something I can use. Good advice is hard to take. Bad habits are hard to break. Good sense is hard to make. Good advice is hard to take. Good advice is hard to take. Habits are hard to break. Good sense is hard to make. Good advice is hard to take.
The great songwriter Guy Clark with Good Advice from his album My Favorite Picture You, released in 2013 when he was 71 years old. Kind of sounds like it, but I think it came by his voice, honestly. As all music notes, he is as sturdy, honest, and truthful a songwriter as you're ever going to get. The songs on the album, to me, are pretty reflective, yet there's some hope for the future throughout those, even though he's 71. And on Good Advice, you heard Guy on vocals and longtime sidekick Berlin Thompson on acoustic guitar, Sean Camp on guitar, mandolin, and fiddle, Bryn Davies on bass and cello, and Morgan Stapleton on harmony vocal. And then the photo on the cover of the album and the story behind it, well, we'll get to that next time I play that song, and I will, not too far away. Before Guy, we heard Roy Orbison and Best Friend, and this came from Roy's one bid for film stardom, The Fastest Guitar Alive, characterized by everyone as an unqualified flop. And apparently the whole soundtrack wasn't that much better. One critic said the album borrowed from the cheesiest elements of cowboy music with quasi-Mexican guitar riffs, silly Indian chants, and an uneasy spaghetti Western pathos. Pretty scathing. I'll let you make your own decision about whether that song fit that. Part of it certainly did. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, where tonight we are hearing songs with variations on good and bad and in the title. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
POV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
Well, thanks to our underwriters. Thanks to all of you who are listening in tonight. And thanks especially to those people who donate to our station. Keeps us on the air. And we like that. Well, in the last set, Roy Orbison kind of warbled about best friends. So we're going to lead off this one with Jeffrey Martin. And we're still in the advice category here. Jeffrey Martin commiserating with his old good friend and offering some advice. Here's Jeffrey Martin.
Hello, my old good friend. I see your house has gone and fallen down again. It seems that you just can't win. It seems that you just can't win. Now I don't know why the world is so dark. Why for some like you it comes down so hard. I wish I could make it stop. You know I would make it stop for you. Don't go chasing after trouble. Trouble's always chasing after you. And your eyes are not how I remember. Where did you run to? Where did you run to? Don't you fall for those cool and empty strangers. How they hold you with their $1,000 hands. You tell them you can't buy. Oh no, you can't buy. But you don't understand. And plant your feet somewhere solid by the water. When the time is right, don't be afraid. Make a sound. I think it's best to stay, believing you're worthy to be found. Don't go chasing after trouble. Trouble's always chasing after you. Your eyes are not how I remember. Where did you run to? Where did you run to? Where did you run to?
She's standing at the window, her face to the glass. As far as she can see, the time has come to pass. As far as she can see, oh, the sky is all ablaze. This looks like the first of better days. She's taken charge of her life for a change. She's taken it back that she's lost. It's just as clear as the window pane. She'll survive at all costs. Thank you. I see the wings unfolding that weren't there just before. Now she has no fear of flying, and now she's out the door, out into the morning light, where the sky is all ablaze. This looks like the first of better days. She's taken charge of her life, her chain. She's taken it back that she's lost. It's just as clear as the window pane. She'll survive at all costs. She's taken charge of her life, her chain. She's taken it back that she's lost. It's just as clear as the window pane. She'll survive at all costs.
Guy Clark again, with Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Edgar Meyer on bass, and this time live on Austin City Limits, November 10th, 1989. Jeff and Terry Fletcher in the house. The song was Better Days. She's taking charge of her life. And it's one of Guy's more positive songs, but not the only one that celebrates really strong women taking charge of their lives. I think of the song She Ain't Going Nowhere, She's Just Leaving. And his celebration of strong women is no doubt. He was married to one strong woman, Susanna, who had a lot of Guy's best friends like Townes Van Zandt and Rodney Crowell in love with her as well. Rodney wrote a song called Life Without Susanna after Susanna sunk into a deep depression after Townes died. And it's a great song. And the song we just heard was a great song, too. Before Guy, we heard a somewhat local singer-songwriter, Jeffrey Martin, and old friends, old good friends. Jeffrey is now out of Portland. As a kid, spent a little bit of time in the Dallas area where his dad had been called to be a preacher, and Jeffrey said at a house concert on the island a few years ago that his dad couldn't wait to get out of Dallas and come west. Anna Tibble, who's Jeffrey's partner in every way, plays fiddle and mandolin and provides vocals on the album. She played violin on R. James and Beth Wood's album Deep Blue and played in their album release here at the VCA. Jeffrey's on tour now, as a matter of fact. I think he was in Seattle. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas tonight. We have songs with variations of good and bad and better and best and their comparatives and all of those. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Well, we all have favorite articles of clothing. I got one on right now. Adam Carroll, it seems, however, has only one good shirt. Here's Adam Carroll.
My only good shirt. My only good shirt never fails. If it could talk, you know it'd tell some tales. I picked it up by the collar, only paid half a dollar. You might say I bought it on sale. And I wore this old shirt at the Ryman, and I wore it on cable TV. I wore it in Paris and in Amsterdam, and I wore it when I played with my brothers and me. And I've had some chicks in my life, and they say I'm one lucky guy. I played with some beardos, some West Texas weirdos, but I always load in on time. And I backed up a South Dallas gypsy, backed out of some corner sometime. I'm a long way from my roots, I still got sand in my boots. They call me the spiritual kind. And They say this shirt's damaged goods, and I'd trade it in if I could. But all the loose diamonds around in the pocket of this shirt I found. This old shirt won't see much acclaim, but it makes me smile just the same. I'm not Viva Las Vegas, but I'm Motel 6 famous, and they always know me by name. Yeah, this is my only good shirt. I wear it some more till it's through. It may not be much, it's worn out to the touch, but I left it on the stage for you. All right.
It's great to be back.
Arkansas, my head hurts. Yeah, I'd love to stick around and maybe make it worse. But I got a girl out in Henrietta, and her love is like tornado weather. And it's girls like this that keep me trying. She goes off like an air raid siren. Come in clean, leave torn apart, with a bad liver and a broken heart. A bad liver and a Indian summer, Oklahoma sunset. If there's a nicer place, I haven't been there yet. I'm standing outside of the blue door. They're too tired for sleep and too drunk for more. And it's nights like these that keep me trying. A woman always knows when a man is lying. It ain't me, I'm just playing a part. A bad liver and a broken heart. A bad liver and a I'm gonna get old before I'm any good at this. Who's gonna be president and what year is this? Doesn't anybody speak about truth anymore? Maybe that's what songs are for. You're the wind and I'm on fire. In this line of work, no one retires. Come in clean, leave torn apart, with a bad liver and a broken heart. A bad liver and a broken heart.
Hayes Carl, live on Austin City Limits in 2016. Bad Liver and a Broken Heart. The version of his of this song on his album, Alone Together Sessions, that was that came out in 2020, is really a rocker. But I like this one. I like this one better. It seems to fit more. Scott Nolan wrote the song, and although there is a song by from Tom Waits with exactly the same name. Hayes is out of the Woodlands, Texas, a planned community, if it isn't an oxymoron in Texas, but I've actually been there, and it is a planned community. And he, like Steve Earle, was a friend of Towns Van Zandt and expressed a similar sentiment as Steve. He said, Towns ruined me and saved me at the same time. Hayes won a Grammy in 2016. He's got 8 albums out, and he's appeared in the country and the folk and the rock and the indie charts, so it's pretty tough for anybody to categorize him. Before Hayes, we heard Adam Carroll from Tyler, Texas, with My Only Good Shirt. Came from a rather interesting album, Highway Prayer, a tribute to Adam Carroll. And Adam is still alive, and he was only 42 when this album of his song, sung by his peers, came out in 2016. When I say his peers, it includes songs that are covered by James McMurtry, Slade Cleaves, Terry Hendricks, Hayes Carl, whom you just heard, and others. That's high praise from the pretty damn fine songwriters in their own right. And we've heard some of those songs from this album in past shows. We're going to hear more in future shows because they're good songs. I said at the top that sometimes bad means good and good means bad when it comes to song titles. But in this next set, we have two very different type of artists with one feeling bad and one feeling good. And it is no doubt which one each of those means. We're going to lead off with Robert Earl Keen and Feeling Good Again.
Standing down on Main Street across from Mr. Blues, my faded leather jacket, my weathered broken shoes. A chill north wind was blowing, but the spring was coming on, as I wondered to myself just how long I had been gone. So I strolled across old Main Street, walked down a flight of stairs, stepped into the hall and saw all my friends were there. A neon sign was flashing, welcome, come on in. It feels so good, feeling good again. My favorite band was playing an Otis Redding song. When they sang the chorus, everybody sang along. Dan and Margarita were swaying side by side. I heard they were divorcing, but I guess they let it slide. And I wished I had some money with which to buy around. I wished to cash my paycheck before I came to town. But I reached into my pocket, found 3 20s and a 10. It feels so good, feeling good again. There was old man Perkins sitting on his stool, watching Butch and Jimmy John talking loud and playing pool. The boys from Silver City were standing by the fire, singing like they thought they were the Tabernacle Choir. And I wanted you to see them all, I wished that you were there. I looked across the room and saw you standing on the stair. And when I caught your eye, I saw you break into a grin. It feels so good, feeling good again. Across the room and saw you standing on a stair. And when I caught your eye, I saw you break into a grin. It feels so good, feeling good again. It feels so good, feeling good again.
woke up this morning by the break of day. I looked over on the pillow where she used to lay. You know, I feel so bad. Yes, I feel so bad. I feel so bad till I could break right down and cry. I got a letter come to me through hand. My baby didn't come home and say that I'm to blame. You know, I feel so bad. Yes, I feel so bad. I feel so bad till I can break right down and cry. You know, I give all my money, then I'll give her my time. Now she done messed up with another man and she won't pay me no mind. You know, I feel so bad. Yes, I feel so bad. I feel so bad till I break right down and cry.
Lightnin' Hopkins and Feel So Bad from the complete Aladdin recordings, originally copyrighted back in 1946, but the album came out in 1991, and that was his first label, but he recorded for a whole bunch of different labels, and he moved from rural Texas blues to folk blues to screaming rock and roll and to straight-out blues. Lightnin' was born in Centerville, Texas, about halfway between Dallas and Houston, and he died in Houston as well. He was a huge influence on folks such as, well, Townes Van Zandt and Hank Williams Jr. on the country and folk side, and a generation of blues musicians like Stevie Ray Vaughan. Not too bad at all. Before Lightnin', we heard Robert Earl Keen, born in Houston as well, and he's a graduate of Texas A&M, where he lived with Lyle Lovett for a while, and the song was Feeling Good Again from his 1998 album Walking Distance. And Robert's been a prodigious touring musician since he started out in Austin in 1978. After graduating from A&M. But on September 4th, 2022, marked his last live show. And it was at Floor's Country Store in Helotes, Texas, which is near San Antonio. He's got about 20 albums out, and you've heard cuts from at least half of those on Boogie Back. I guess I like his music. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. We are looking at the songs about good and bad and comparatives. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Minglement, Vashon Island's natural marketplace for the conscious consumer, where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO food and products, along with supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs. Find them at Center, where the town of Vashon originated.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
Well, again, thanks to our underwriters. You know, we start off this show with the Archangels and Steve Earle kind of rocking out, and we're going to head toward and out the door doing exactly the same thing, and who better than leading off this portion but Ray Wiley Hubbard. He's got a bad trick.
Don't get any on you if you go to Nashville. Don't operate machinery if you own Benadryl. You got to have some faith if you in a lion's den. And everybody turns a bad trick now and then. Stains, ain't nothing you can tell.
to ten, and everybody turns a bad trick now and then. And everybody turns a bad trick now and then. There's five stages to go through when you're craving. The sword is always bloodier than the pen, and everybody turns a bad trick now and then. You got to have some scars if you want to be a poet, to get weeds out of a garden. You got to hoe it, possession with intent will get you by to ten. And everybody turns a bad trick now and then. And everybody turns a bad trick now and then. After midnight, it's best to be content than to have to always be right. You can't fix a broken heart with a bobby pin, and everybody turns a bad trick now and then. You got to have some scars if you want to be a poet, to get weeds out of a garden. You got to hoe it, position with intent will get you 5 to 10. And everybody turns a bad trick now and then. And everybody turns a bad trick now and then.
Oh,
Sheryl Crow, a long one time Austin resident when she was with Lance Armstrong, joined by Joe Walsh. Still the good old days, a happy song about a lasting relationship with common complaints and a relationship that I think all of us can see each other in. That came from Sheryl's Thread album, Threads, released in 2019. This album was inspired by her thinking about her friend, Chris Christopherson, what an impact he had on her, and made her want to make an album with legacy artists who inspired her as well as up-and-coming artists in the hope they'd carry the torch on. Thus, she recorded songs with Bonnie Raitt and Mavis Staples and Clapton and Sting, Sting and Maren Morris together, Willie, Keith Richards, and many more, including, as you heard, Joe Walsh. We led off that set with Ray Wiley Hubbard and an all-star cast of his own on Bad Trick from the 2020 album Co-Starring. This album had a similar idea, recording with other well-known artists, but this time all the songs were written or co-written by Ray Wiley. And this song came about after Ray had a really bad gig and came home, and his wife said, you know, everybody turns a bad trick now and then, and they wrote this song of affirmations. He ran into Ringo. Ringo said, if you ever need a drummer, let me know, and that happened. And then after Ray was down at Ringo's studio, Ringo suggested Don Was for bass and his brother-in-law, Joe Walsh, for guitar, and Ray got Chris Robinson of the Counting Crows to sing, and as Ray said in this interview, he had a recording by a beetle, an eagle, a crow, and a Woz. So we had Joe Walsh on both songs in that set from All-Star albums. We might as well go out the door with a couple of All-Stars from way back. Here's Stephen Stills from his first solo album, in which he asked a few of his friends to sit in with him. One song features Clapton on lead guitar, but the song we're going to go out the door with is Jimi Hendrix on lead guitar, Stephen Stills on organ, and the autobiographical Old Times, Good Times.
When I was young and needed my time alone, jump in your pillow, hold down and by your cook if a liar. River was dark and cold, 7 years old, I couldn't find my way home. Got myself a job in a Jack's beer bar. Got myself together with the New Orleans. Got myself working for Rice and Beans.
Old times, good times.
Oh yeah.
Old times, good times.
New York City was so damn cold. I had to get out of that before I got old. California, rock and roll, got too high with you, our whole scene, but we had a good time.
Oh,
Stephen Stills on organ, Jimi Hendrix on guitar on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and we'll see you next week.